commemorative
announcement. Stop! Don't play that little stager. That cheapens it. Now, what we were about to get into, though, it just cheapens it.
It does not cheapen
it. It's an intimate thing. See, I don't even want to get married in front of people.
It's an announcement, Gordo.
I want to have a private...
On this show, whenever we do announcements, we stage it properly.
Well, it just sounds cheesy.
See, it's all part of a presentation.
Well, I don't know anything about
that. You obviously don't understand
that. I don't understand about that. That is so ridiculous.
Well, let's
okay, record it this time, Expo. You ready?
Hold
on.
Can't we do this off
the air? It was an aborted
junior. It's not like we don't have a bunch of production rooms.
That is so ridiculous. That was a bad one, wasn't it?
All right,
try to keep that one. See how that sounds. Anyway, I don't even want to have a wedding in front of people because...
Well, then get married in front of the Chinese guy like Roner did.
Well, this is what I want to hear about. Now, Ryan, you didn't have a big wedding.
Nope, did not.
First of all, how did you get engaged?
I don't know that we ever were really engaged.
Dang it!
what do you mean you don't know if you were engaged?
What do you mean, how is it possible? We just
got it. You never asked her to marry you?
No.
You never got on one knee and asked?
So ridiculous. No, not in so many words, I didn't.
Well, how did that work out? I mean, you're going together.
Yeah.
You obviously had talked about getting married.
No, not a whole lot.
What'd you do?
I don't understand.
Did y'all just happen to show up in front of the judge one day or
no,
what?
No, we were going to San Francisco one weekend. I just happened to say, hey, I think we need to get married while we're out here.
See, that's what I wanted Suzanne to do with me, to avoid the whole mess.
Whoa, wait just a minute. How could you do it like that?
That is so ridiculous.
Easy. I just did it like that.
How long have you been dating?
About a year.
Were y'all living together or anything?
Yeah, pretty much.
And so you just said, we're going to San Francisco.
We were going to San Francisco for a few days to knock around out there.
She was about 25. You were like close to 40, right?
I was, let's see, I would have been 36. What? Who's on the line? Who is?
Oh,
she is? Oh,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, on our phone now to set the record straight here.
Boy, he'll start buttering her up now.
Yeah. It would be the she-wolf. Hi, honey.
That was uncalled for.
Totally.
Get them drawers off, darling.
Hey, that's...
Oh,
get that,
Drago,
that's,
come
that's
on.
Taped.
That's
come
his
on.
Wife.
I know it's his wife, and I'm going to kill Expo.
This is not funny.
Gosh.
You guys are making light of a very serious thing here.
Well, you were kind of making light of it a minute ago.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, you were.
I haven't been listening, so what are you doing?
All right, She-Wolf, this is what's happened. The wolf over here claims that he doesn't ever know that y'all are really ever engaged.
We weren't, were we?
So
nope.
Ridiculous. You see never that? Were engaged?
No. See, the great Gordo got engaged this weekend.
You did?
Yeah, and yes.
He invested like $5,000 in this engagement.
Oh, that's so great.
Thank you very much, Renee. Anyway, so how did Ryan's kind of propose the marriage thing? Because even if he didn't propose to you, he had to at some point say, let's get married, right?
Yeah, we were standing in the kitchen of his old bungalow. And
his old layer.
We were planning a trip to San Francisco anyway. And one night there, I was making dinner. He just said, while we're in San Francisco, why don't we get married?
And you said yes?
And I said, okay. I was only 25.
Well, 25
I'm just kidding, honey.
Gosh.
And he was like close to 40, wasn't he?
No.
I was 36.
Yeah.
Is that close to 40?
Yeah, that's pretty close.
So we just went
all right, then I was close to 40,
so
yeah.
So was it romantic when you actually got married?
No, not really.
Well, what was the scene like?
Well, we got there. The night before, he wouldn't hardly even talk to me. I think he thought he'd made a mistake. He wouldn't even speak.
That is so Reiner right
there. Is that true?
That is so Wolf.
Is that true, Ryan?
I don't remember that.
Oh, gosh, he wouldn't even speak. You're like, oh, my God, what have I done? And then we woke up and we had to go get our blood test.
You have to do that when you get married.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
In San Francisco.
Something's unseedy about that.
The friendly wolf.
Yeah, it kind of was. Kind of a seedy place.
Okay, so you went and got the blood done.
And then we went into the Justice of the Peace.
And it was a Chinese guy.
Our witness. They pulled her out of a room where she was eating her lunch and said, will you come be the witness for this?
Yes, it was a very anonymous Oriental...
Mandarin.
Yeah. Unidentified civil servant.
All right, let's get on with this thing here. All right?
That's nice.
Come on.
So how long was the ceremony?
About 3 minutes.
Were you wearing white?
Unfortunately, no.
She's wearing jeans.
I lost the belt for my pretty little white dress I was going to wear in the airport, so I couldn't wear that. I had to wear jeans, but Jordan doesn't know.
So what was the...
I like that.
What were you wearing, Ryan?
So what? Yeah, what was the wolf wearing?
Jeans.
Jeans and like those
that's
Jerusalem cruisers?
No, the wolf.
That was back when he had the afro, right?
Yeah, he did.
I was still in the Jeff Lynn phase.
Was he,
back
was
then,
he,
okay?
So you were bearded and everything?
Yeah, yes,
he
yes.
was.
I thought I was Jeff Lynn.
And did he smoke out before you went inside the court?
Did he what?
Smoke out. Was he stoned?
Oh, no. He wasn't doing that when I knew him.
Oh, really? You already knew it?
The inference is
when she knew it, you know.
Right.
Never done that in my life.
That's right. Yep.
So anyway,
ooh,
so...
that's shock value.
So y'all just kind of dress up and put on jeans and went in there and got married where Marilyn Monroe and Joe DiMaggio did.
Yep. Uh-huh.
We stood in the rotunda.
That was the romantic thing about it.
Of the San Francisco City Hall where Joe DiMaggio and Marilyn Monroe had stood before us many years ago and did it.
And then we went out to Pier 39 and got some fish.
Yeah.
Did you go to the Market Grill?
As a matter of fact, we did.
Did you feel any different after that, Ryan? Yeah, so did you feel any different? You felt like you got married
you
after
feel
that?
Married?
No,
I do
really.
Now.
Well, I mean then.
Well, yeah.
You did?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. Did you?
No, kind of, a little.
Did you regret it at all, Renee? Like, right afterwards going, it was kind of fun, you know, being swept up in the moment, but now we're married, and that was kind of crazy.
No. And I never regretted having a wedding because I think that's a big, huge waste of money.
So are you legally married in Texas, Ryan, or only in California?
Is California part of the United States, Kat?
Yeah.
If you're legally married in one state, you're legally married in all of them.
I thought it was a state wedding certificate, though.
State rights. That's what the Civil War was all about.
Yes.
We did come back and have a nice reception at the Las Colinas Sports Club.
Yes, we did.
So you threw a big reception.
Yeah, we did do that.
See, this sounds like one of those weddings where you discover 20 years later that it was by some bogus guy and you're not really married.
Right.
That's what this smells of.
Are you sure this guy was a judge, or was it just some guy who was just standing around there and you assumed he was a judge?
Now that you mention it, no, I'm not certain of anything anymore. That guy was drunk on crystal meth.
Oh, what a story.
So, yeah, I told you there was no story to it.
So, in other words, it is, because, see, I would like to do it to where Suzanne and I get married in some private family thing and then have a reception later like you did, Ryan.
Why can't you do it like that?
Well, don't people get pissed off at you, all your friends?
Well,
that
okay,
they didn't
all
get
right, here's the deal. Who cares about that? I've said that all along. Who is this for, though? Is this for them or is it for you?
That's the thing. I would like it to be just me and Suzanne with the minister in front of God. That's the idea.
Do you know how many weddings I've been in? Thousands, consequently millions.
Yeah, but all those are shotgun weddings. Those don't count.
Hey, it doesn't matter. I've been in and every one I've ever been in, the bride and the groom.
Renee Seiler likes that.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the bride and the groom were just flipping out through the whole thing, making sure everything was okay. And meanwhile, all of us, all the guests are just getting ripped and having a good time. We didn't have to worry about anything.
Uh-huh.
So who is the wedding for? It's for the guest. It's not for the people it should be. I've said all along
that
when you get married, you need to do just like Ryan and Renee did. Get out, go somewhere, put on your jeans, say I do, then come back and throw a hootenanny.
Yeah.
A hootenanny. I don't think they call it hootenanny anymore.
Especially in San Francisco.
All right, who wants the first do-si-do with the bride?
That's what you need to do.
Here comes more homespun savvy from old Grego.
Hey, are you out there in hootenanny land? See, I find that option attractive.
Right. So
I would like to wear something a little bit nicer in jeans. I would go to Mississippi, where most of my family's from, because my grandparents are ailing. Let them be there. Let just my close family be there.
He'd like to go to Mississippi, where all of his family's from, marry a cousin,
Apparently, you have a stereotypical view of what Mississippi is like.
Well, yeah.
All right. We're late.
Yeah, we are late.
Are we going to do the ticker?
I'll see you later, honey.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. That's the She-Wolf there telling my story. All right. 5:57 on Sports Radio.
What are you doing here, Kat?
60 more minutes of the hard line. 60 more minutes of the hard line. 60 more minutes of the hard line. 60 more minutes of the hard line.
It is considerably past 6 o'clock here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, KGCK, Dallas-Fort Worth. Good evening, everybody. This is The Hard Line. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
We're at 214-787-1310 or pound 1310 on AT&T Wireless Services. Now, we're all still reeling from the announcement of the great Gordo.
I think more people are reeling from your wedding story than they are Gordon's engagement.
For a male.
Why? Why is that?
I mean,
well, because
there's
nothing to mine.
Let's all just picture the scene.
Here's
Renee in there cooking dinner. And then Ryder walks in, and they're probably talking about, well, don't forget to bring
a
sweatshirt.
And what do you think happened there, Gordo?
Can I play the girl? Can I play Mrs. She-Wolf?
Yeah.
Oh, hi, honey.
Listen here. Hold on just a second here. I have something I need to say.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to die here pretty soon, so let's get married before that happens, all right?
Oh,
I'm going to be around too much longer.
Oh, I'd love to.
What do you say? We go to San Francisco. Listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go to San Francisco. We're going to go into the nearest, most convenient court.
Oh.
We're going to find a justice of the peace to marry us.
Oh.
And it's going to be witnessed by some immigrant slant eye. All right?
Oh, that sounds so...
Well, I'm not on the air, Renee. I can say that. All right?
Oh, God almighty.
Okay, that's what we're going to do.
And then we're going to go take in a Giants game.
And then we're going to, then we're going to go down to the pier and eat fish. All right? That's my idea of romance.
Ridiculous.
That's my idea of romance.
But you just ate fish last night.
Well, that's pretty vulgar of you to say that.
Oh.
All right, I will be wearing jeans.
Mm-hmm.
I will smell like bourbon whiskey, and I'll smell like marijuana. All right? Now, you will accept that as my cologne of choice at my wedding. Okay? You're in for a life of domination, sports talk, and a tremendous, tremendous beatings about the great Ted Williams. Every night, I'm going to talk about the great Ted Williams.
And if I don't talk about him, I'm going to talk about the great Johnny Unitas.
That is true. And you will also be a time-shared wife with Grego, who will be my partner someday.
Get out of here! Get them clothes off.
Oh, boy. Oh, man, that's ridiculous.
But I'm telling you right now, they did it the right way. A lot of girls are out there just appalled by that story. But they did it the right way.
Let's hear from some of them then.
This is what I don't understand, Rhines, is that Renee is a good Catholic, right? Or at least she has Jordan in Catholic school.
Yes.
I figured Renee would like a Catholic wedding. Because right now, your marriage is not recognized by the Catholic Church.
I know that.
Doesn't that bug Renee?
Has she
proposed going and getting the remarriage in the Catholic Church deal?
No, she's never said a word about that.
See, I would have thought that would have come up.
That has never come up.
Hmm. No?
And it's never been an issue.
Now, Grego, have you ever proposed to someone?
Never.
Well, we need to get to Kat's wedding because...
But I feel like I need to get married. I'm like the last guy standing.
I guarantee you'll get married before Expo, no matter what year it is. There's no doubt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I need to rear back and get engaged or something.
You don't
All right, who will get married?
Engaged,
do you think Junior Miller will get married before Grego?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't know. That's pretty tough.
I do.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You think I'll get married before Craig Miller?
I think they'll get married to each other.
No.
That's the only one that'll work.
No.
So, remember when Kat, back at the old place on Mockingbird, Kat used to have on his desk a picture of his wedding, a couple pictures of his wedding. You remember those pictures?
He still does. Yeah,
no, I don't have them
anymore. He took them down. I was looking for them the other day because every once in a while, just when my day's not going well, I like to have fun by going by and making fun of Kat's glam metal wedding.
It wasn't really glam metal.
Glam metal.
It was. It was so glam rock.
If it was anything, it was death metal.
Okay.
What year was it? 89?
91.
Okay.
So how did you do it? How did you propose to Lynette?
Well, I was real jazzed up because I was one of those big believers in going to talk to the dad first. So I had this ring on layaway, and I'd been thinking about it, and we talked about it a little bit. So when I finally got the ring and had it in my possession, I went to her dad and said, hey, I wanted to know if I could have your wife's hand in marriage or something hokey like
have
that.
Have your wife's hand?
I mean, have your daughter's
screw
hand
it up.
In marriage. And showed him the ring, and he was real impressed, and he said, you know, he'd be honored, and that's pretty much how it went. And then,
now, what kind of look were you throwing down in those days?
So I had super, super long hair.
I don't think you owe it to the father to ask for his daughter's hand in marriage.
Like past in the back, like if I wore a bra, if I was a girl, like past, I'm past the middle of my back and like past like my nipples.
Steve Porcheri?
Longer than that.
Wow.
Longer than that. It was pretty.
I think you imagine that, Gordo.
Oh, God.
I want you to go back to that look, Cat.
I don't know if my hair will grow that long anymore.
So he was totally into this glam metal.
I was not into glam metal.
You told me when I've seen those pictures of you at your wedding. She's wearing a wedding dress, and you're up in front of the minister wearing Ray-Bans.
Okay, that is such shock.
No doubt you were wearing. No doubt you did. I guarantee you did the tux with the high top Converse.
No, I did not. I wore regular wingtip shoes.
Okay, so
and you told me, you confided to me once that in the middle of the ceremony, you sat down with an acoustic and sang Every Rose Has Its Thorns by Poison.
Golly.
Okay, all right.
Actually, I think Gordo's story's better than mine.
Now, let's go back to what Grego said. Grego had a remark about how you went to the dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's ridiculous.
Well,
you
why?
Don't owe it to him. He doesn't own that daughter anymore. How old was Lynette?
20.
No,
that's pretty young.
Young.
God, that is young to get married.
So young.
No, you didn't know that. If I was ever going to marry anybody, you think I'm going to go to their dad? Hell no.
I don't even know who their dad is. How can I go to him?
I mean, it wasn't too glam metal. I mean, I had real... It was definitely not glam metal. It might have been metal. Would you mind calling it that?
Okay, well, so the dad gave his blessing.
No, we like glam rock better.
Okay, well, the dad gave his blessing, so, you know, yada, yada, yada.
How did her dad like you with your hair like that?
I think that's an insult to your wife, knowing that the dad knew about it before she did.
Well, I'm sorry. I think she's one of the things that she thought was most romantic, that I took the time to go and talk to her parents. But no, I've always gotten along with my in-laws, and they're great, and he thought I was a great guy, and he knew that I was going to be able to support her.
Well, I think that's kind of cool you asked for her hand in marriage. I like that idea.
Thanks, Gordo. Okay. So anyways...
All right, let's package, because we got the ticker from the new guy coming up here.
Oh, we don't?
Man. Why?
We got three ticker people
because,
in there.
Because we didn't go to the last ticker till 5:59 or 5:58, so you can't throw the new guy in with so little time to prepare.
We're
on time right now.
We
were not on time because we got all sidetracked in the great wedding story of the great gray wolf. And that is a great story, by the way.
We're going to start telling that story every year.
Okay, then he's doing the 6:30.
Okay, that's fine. We've already planned that. 6:30, so let's go to the ticker.
And everybody can judge for themselves when we come back if I had a
wedding.
Not glam rock.
And he's already got the permission of the dad, which he didn't need. He didn't need that. But he got
it. Whereas most people play Time in a Bottle or some such at their wedding.
Right.
Cat played Round and Round by Rat.
No, I didn't. But I will say this, now that I'm sitting in here and I'm about to tell the story of my actual wedding ceremony and I think about some of the details, you boys can decide for yourself whether it was kind of metal or not, because there are some things now that I'm kind of raising an eyebrow about.
Okay, now how did you picture, ask Lynette?
Well, see, now you're normal now. You're back into that deviltry then.
Well, I'm still into that, but
I mean, not like you were.
Start off with the proposal. How'd you actually ask her?
We just went to dinner, and I asked her over dinner.
Where were you at dinner?
What dinner? Where people, if they'd like to see the romantic place that you asked
her. It was just an Italian restaurant over on 360 in Arlington that we always used to go to.
What is it? What?
Fontana's.
I've been there before.
So people can actually see the place where the cat man asked his cat wife to marry him.
You can actually see the place where you asked too. It's called
him.
Central Park.
Right.
Yeah, you'll
That's
see it on
the least interesting
Blue
part of the story. I mean, the most interesting part is the ceremony. The picture you saw where we had our sunglasses on.
I want to get back to the proposal.
There's not anything to tell.
Well, what did you say?
Did you cry when you asked her? I don't think so. I mean, my wife really, she's very emotional anyways, and she cried and stuff.
Do you remember what you ate?
No, I have no idea. Probably chicken parmesan or ravioli.
What did you say? I want to know what you said.
And was it after dinner or during dinner or what?
It was after dinner.
Did you go on a knee?
So you finished?
No, I didn't go on a knee. I just kind of had the ring in my hand, and I just said I wanted to know if you would marry me and showed it to her.
And she flipped, I bet.
Oh, yeah.
And then did y'all put on your sunglasses and go get out in your Camaro and crank up the stereo?
I was driving a Mustang at the time.
Oh, sorry.
Crank up Lynyrd Skynyrd.
It was a Mustang or Camaro. Okay, so she said yes.
Yeah.
And
then about a year later or so, we had our wedding, and my wife's wedding dress was a combination of white leather and lace.
Oh! Leather?
Boy.
Are you kidding me? That's a Stevie Nicks song, Leather and Lace.
Now, what kind of statement was being made there?
That she's cool.
A leather wedding dress?
The whole bodice and front was leather, and then the train and the bottom was lace. It was like, I forgot the shape of it. It was real form-fitting. And then the front was lace.
I mean, where did you get that from, like, Tandy Leather Store or something?
She got it custom made by some dressmaker, and then the sleeves were all lace and everything, and the hairpiece was lace, but the front bodice and everything was real form-fitting leather.
I've never heard of that.
God, I'm
white leather. Yeah, I mean, you've seen the picture. You never even noticed it, did you? Had bead work on it. It was real
nice. Were you wearing leather at all?
No, I was wearing just a regular charcoal gray tuxedo.
Yeah, Cat was in chaps, as a matter of fact.
Regular shoes. I did not wear Converse All-Stars or anything like that. I did have a black cross earring in.
Oh, dang it.
What, does that make it metal?
So what, was it in a church?
Yeah, Catholic church. Got married in Catholic church.
They allowed one. Which one?
St. Matthew's in Arlington. Father Smith, an Irish Catholic priest.
Boy, but he was ripped.
Man, that's almost offensive there.
Why?
So they allow you to get married in the Catholic church while wearing leather?
No kidding.
Well, yeah.
That's sacrilegious.
As a matter of fact, if you're Catholic and you're going to get married in the Catholic church, they generally make you go through a lot of counseling and stuff.
Yeah.
But Father Smith, he thought we were so well-adjusted.
He thought y'all were so cool.
That we were so well-adjusted and we got along so well that we skipped most of it.
In other words, Cat slipped Father Smith a fifth of Jack Daniels.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So then all of a sudden
I didn't want to get into that here on the air.
But, of course, by then, Cat had already gotten his wife's act together.
There's no doubt. I mean, that's a different story altogether.
So didn't it raise some eyebrows when here in a Catholic church you sit down with an acoustic and play 18 in Life by Skid Row for your wedding song?
Okay. All right. Man, you're just beating me with that.
Man in the box.
So we had a regular wedding ceremony. No full mass or anything
Hey, let me tell you. You did not have a regular wedding ceremony if she had a leather dress on.
It was just a regular Catholic wedding ceremony as opposed to a full mass. Well, it was only like 10 minutes long, 15 minutes long.
You know, I was in a Catholic wedding one time, and I swear, I felt like I'd been on a Stairmaster. I had to kneel down so many times.
Yeah, if you have a mass, you're talking an hour and a half. This is like 15 minutes.
I thought they were going to burn down the entire city, as many candles as they lit.
Now, at some point,
kneel down and get up. I was doing squat thrust.
You guys did kneel to Ozzy at somewhere in the ceremony, didn't you?
Jeez. Now, we went to the reception. And which we had at the officers' club because her dad was in the Navy for 21 years, retired as an officer in the Navy. And my groom's cake, you know, traditionally the groom's cake is chocolate. Mine was. It was in the shape of a guitar.
Oh, boy. Like a devil guitar?
Yeah, exactly. That was in the shape of a Strat or something. That was cool. I didn't know anything about that. That was a big surprise. That make it metal?
That makes it metal,
yeah. We did not have a band, and I did not play at my wedding or anything like that, but we did have a DJ with the video karaoke.
What kind of music?
Just regular wedding music. Yeah.
Was any glam rock played?
Well, we danced. Our first song was...
Sister Christian.
the first song we danced to was Patience by Guns N' Roses.
Oh, boy.
I mean, as I kind of recount the events, it is kind of metal-ish.
It's kind of metal-ish?
A little bit.
A little bit?
A little.
Oh, boy.
Kind of. So, I bet you
guys were GNR freaks back then, too, weren't you?
No, not really. I'm more appreciative of them now than I was then, but anyway, I mean, the music ran the whole gamut, though, because, you know, our families were there, and we had a big wedding, and, you know, a lot of the older folks were there, and 50s music.
Did you dance to Mean Mr. Brownstone? Was that played?
No.
Okay.
That wasn't. I mean, that's really all there is to tell. I mean, I don't see how you think that's a metal wedding there.
That's a metal wedding?
Why?
I've never heard one.
I mean, how do you figure?
But they did play Turn Down the Radio by Autograph.
But that was Turn Up the Radio.
Yeah, Turn Up the Radio.
So at least your groom's cake wasn't in, like, the AC/DC logo or something like
that.
Yeah, or a pentagon or something.
Well, what pentagon, kind of pentagram? That's pentagram, Grego.
Pentagon in a pentagon. Yeah, like you're some kind of central intelligence or something.
So what was her cake like? She had to have
cake. No, we had a real fancy traditional 4-tier, 3-tier white wedding cake.
But what about the guy, the groom, and the bride on the top? Was that
regular old 50s black tuxedo and a regular bride plastic thing?
It's not a black tuxedo. It's an African-American tuxedo. Please.
Why do you have to always be politically correct? It?
I'm just trying to be politically correct.
So anyways, I mean, that's my story of my wedding.
That's glam.
Oh, that is glam.
That's rock. Yeah.
That's glam.
You boys
glam
think
rock.
That's a metal wedding?
We didn't even get to the part where the sunglasses came on.
Well, yeah, the sunglasses came on is, you know, when you're at the reception, you do the toast and you have the first piece of cake and the champagne.
Yeah.
We thought it would be cool to whip out our sunglasses, put it on, and hold our champagne glasses up, which we did. And that's the picture you're referring to there. You want to hear the capper of my whole wedding night, though? It's so funny.
Yes.
As we were leaving the reception to go to the hotel where we were going to spend the night, and on the way to the airport the next morning, we stopped because we had an open bar at the wedding where you can get beer and wine or whatever, but we were so busy running around doing stuff and talking to everybody, we never even got to celebrate our wedding with any beer or a glass of wine or anything, so we stopped at 7-Eleven, full regalia, okay? Tuxedo, wedding dress, and everything, and go in and buy a six-pack of Coors Light.
Dang it!
Boy, you've just gone from glam rock to white trash.
Okay, so we do that in our full regalia, and the clerk at the store didn't even say a word. Not, hey, y'all just get married, or, hey, y'all going to costume party? Nothing. And then we end up taking
Well, he spoke no English, that's why.
Well, maybe, but that was the capper of the whole thing.
Man.
Wow.
That's glam, isn't it?
That's pretty glam. Not right, man.
Yeah. No, it is.
There's no way out of that one.
What made you think that was going to be, and when did you arrive at the decision that it would be cool to put on these Ray-Bans?
I don't know, about that's the time
so
of junior high.
Was that just a spontaneous spur of the moment
thing? I guess so. I mean, pretty much, yeah.
But weren't you at least thinking at some point during the wedding that, hey, this is going to be a memory, a night that I'm going to have to remember the rest of my life. Let's not make it too current with playing GNR's Patience, and let's not have a guitar cake. Let's
yeah,
go
don't
traditional.
Make it a period piece.
Yeah.
Well, my wedding ceremony was perfectly fine, and I'm happy. As a matter of fact, I'm happy with everything, and my wedding ceremony was very traditional.
Now, who planned this? Did you guys plan it together?
Yeah, I mean, basically what we did is we took advice from everybody that wanted to give it and then weeded out all the crap and decided, made all the final decisions ourselves.
Now, how did sports work its way into your wedding?
Sports?
Yeah.
They didn't.
Your wife just called, said they did.
Sports?
Yep. You listen to the Ranger game maybe on the way to the hotel?
Oh, yeah, we might have listened to the Ranger.
Watch
matter
Cowboy
of fact,
pregame?
That's right. I think it was August, so there was a Ranger game on, and I'm sure we watched some Cowboy pregame. I forgot about that.
You might have been listening to the Pre-season Tony Hill
game.
Show, too, huh?
No, I think that was... God, that might have been going on then. I don't remember.
So let me ask you this.
Might have been listening to Extra Innings with Hatchet or something.
Let me ask you this. A lot of couples don't actually consummate that night because they're so tired and worn out from the wedding.
That with you.
So will you at least tell us yay or nay on that?
No, I won't.
What about you, Ryan? That wedding night? Did anything go on?
Yes.
Something?
Affirmative. Well, what about you?
Perhaps
you think anything will happen?
Come to know the wolf.
I don't know. Because I always hear people saying that you're so worn out that usually it's not like it always is in the movies and the books or whatever. That you don't.
That's why that you don't need to have a stupid, long, drawn-out, big, expensive wedding. You don't need that.
If I could see, that's why Wolf had plenty of energy to consummate.
I mean,
because he didn't have a big wedding. His loins were raring to go.
You know what my goal in life is? My goal in life was unsheathed. Okay. My goal in life is to obtain some sort of platform and single-handedly ruin the wedding industry. All the cakes,
yeah,
platform
big
right here. All the cakes, all the decorations, all the flowers.
You got that platform right here.
All of the dresses. I want to single-handedly ruin the wedding industry.
Well, it's like you can't have a wedding under $10,000.
Absolutely not.
That is one thing. If I could change something, I mean, we didn't have to pay for anything. Our parents paid for everything, but we did spend a lot of money.
Yeah,
we could have changed, a couple things.
Wouldn't you rather them just, say, okay, I want to have this wedding right here, and it's going to cost $8,500.
Well, what's so expensive about it?
Oh, just because it's the wedding industry. It's like when you buy a boat, anything that concerns marine that you need to replace on the boat is expensive because it goes on a boat. It's like a wedding.
There's a whole lot of ancillary stuff that goes with
right.
it.
Right. And if you have to replace it, then it costs a lot of money. It's like a wedding. If it concerns
young
a wedding,
man.
And believe me, I've never been married, never close to being married, but I have been in more weddings than any man alive.
I've never been a best man. You guys been a best man?
I've never been a best man.
I've been a best man six times.
No, you have to have friends to be a best man, and
six
I have no friends.
I've been a best man. And ushers and groomsmen, I can't tell. I'm serious. I know I've been in 20 weddings.
Really?
Yes.
I've been in several weddings.
And
I've
been in some.
Yeah, about five or six.
I've been in some that were so high tone where the bride and groom left in a helicopter. I've been in where the bride and groom
a police helicopter?
No. I mean,
got picked up for crystal meth.
And I've been in
a constable
some,
helicopter.
Right.
I've been in some that were so white trash that I was embarrassed being there.
Like what?
Oh, geez.
I had some guy. I went to a wedding one time, and the guy, the groom, stopped down the ceremony in the middle and had a karaoke tape and sang a Randy Travis song to his bride up there on the altar.
I've had.
I've, God!
I've been in one. I've been in one to where the one of the groomsmen played a song on a guitar, and they brought him a guitar. Hey, believe me.
Now, that is glam metal right there.
No, that is white trash. Believe.
Have you ever been to one where the groom was noticeably drunk?
No, but I was in one to slosh one time. I didn't know where I was at.
That guy was drunk on crystal meth.
Yeah. I've been in so... It's unreal. And I will not be in another one.
If you get married, are you going to ask Ryan to be your best man?
I'm not going to... No, because I'm out.
If you were to get married.
No. Nobody here, because I will not be married in the state of Texas.
Why not?
Right now. Because... I'm not.
Because Hawaii is the only state that will recognize the kind of marriage you wanted to have?
Better Georgia. You married Georgia. No, because I'm going off.
That's if the way I to ever, do it, man.
If I ever get married,
that is the way to
the
do
big
it.
If, I'm gonna go. I'm going somewhere else. And if the girl that I'm marrying doesn't like it, well, then she's not marrying me. Because that's the way it is. That's the way I joke.
All right. Well, this has been a whole lot of fun and very interesting to one and all, no doubt.
Let's but open we must, the lines.
Yes, we're going to open the lines here. And if you've got some wedding stories or you want to tell anybody what you think about their wedding story, then we'd love to hear that. But right now, we're just quivering in anticipation because the new Weekend Picker guy is about to perform for us here.
This is going to be on my show, this
guy. Oh, this is the guy that's going to be on your show?
Yeah, we're going to hang out together.
All right, then. You are who?
Kevin Scott.